order. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is usually the time when I call the Metro System Safety and Operations Committee to order and we take roll. The problem is we do not have a quorum this afternoon for the committee, so we are not going to be able to conduct any of the business agenda. However, we do have some very important recognitions to make to the agency and to those in attendance, and we are going to proceed with that. It is my pleasure. Art, do you have anything to say? Let me turn it over to you. We're kind of informal at this point, but...
Well, we have some employees of the month here, and the folks out in the divisions are the ones who do the work that justifies the existence of the MTA. So with that, let me turn it over to Frank and the folks from operations, Alex and Woody, to go ahead and make the presentations. Maria Reynolds is here, also division manager.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. Frank Alejandro here, and we have two presentations to make. One presentation is going to be given by Mr. James Woodson, Interim Director, Executive Director of Transportation, and the other presentation is for maintenance by Mr. Alex Denizio, Executive Director of Maintenance. Gentlemen.
Woody, is this your first presentation as Executive Director? Wowee, congratulations. You really drew the short straw.
To introduce Maria Reynolds, the division manager at Transportation Division 15. Ms. Reynolds.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to introduce Johnson Tran. He's a 22-year employee with Metro's Division 15. And Mr. Johnson served as line instructor mentor. That's what he serves now. And he enjoys teaching all of our new students the art of bus operating and also providing excellent customer service. We're very proud of Johnson. He's a great operator. He's well-regarded by our other operators and also our staff. So I'm very proud of Mr. Johnson. He's our Operations Employee of the Month. There you go, Johnson. Congratulations.
Thank you. Very good. You want to say something? We'll take the photographs in a minute.
Yeah, we'll come down for photos in a while also. But any comments, Mr. Johnson? Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, Mr. Tran, I just want to say this year working with the Metro, thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve the public. And I was glad to receive this reward. And thank you.
Thank you.
Your pupils and your students and your drivers operate through my sector and my city, the city of Glendale, if I'm not mistaken, and we appreciate their courteousness and their safe driving habits, and it really does a lot to improve transportation in the whole region. So thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, I should note for you, I feel a great deal of spiritual kinship with Mr. Tran. As when I was an operator, I went a full 5 weeks with no accidents. And so, it's kind of like brotherhood is powerful. I understand.
And then they promoted you to management?
Yeah. It was part of a safety program. Thank you.
Alex.
Good afternoon. It's my privilege to introduce our Maintenance Employee of the Month, which is Aurora Amador. Aurora is a custodian with our rail facilities group, and presently she's assigned at our Vermont station working the second shift. Aurora has an excellent attendance record. She's a self-motivated detailer, and she's fully committed to the quality of work that she does. She takes pride in her work, always striving for excellence. Prior to her joining us 12 years ago for 17 years, which kind of interesting because she told me that this job is much easier than her prior job. She used to be a teacher for 17 years. As a custodian, I learned something from her that she does, not just keeping the stations clean and detailed, but she also serves as an ambassador for MTA because she wears the uniform and the Metro vest, She always has our customers asking her what train to take, what bus to take, what train to take. So apparently she knows the schedule is probably about as good as anybody else does. So she kind of like does a dual role. But outstanding employee, excellent record, and it's my honor and my privilege to introduce Aurora Amador.
It's an honor to be here, and I am so happy. I just can't believe I'm actually here. I met so many different people, and this is a great job. I am so happy that I'm here, and I'm so happy that I have this job, and I'm honored that I've got this award, and it's like the best time of my life. And thank you so much for making it possible for me to be here, and I enjoy my job.
What a great attitude. I wish we could bottle that and give it to someone I know.
Good luck.
I'm serious about that. I'm very impressed with your great attitude.
Thank you.
You know, we are so lucky that we're all going to eat tonight. How lucky are we in this recession?
Okay, well, we can't conduct any business, and we have double-checked, although Director Fasana is present. The other members of the committee have indicated they are not available, and they're not even on their way. Is there anyone who wished to make public comment? Okay.
Wanted to report on the expo line. We went through a lot of trouble about the kids from Dorsey High School and the problems of them crossing over to where the line is. You don't think college kids will do the same thing? That stop at Exposition and Figueroa, where USC is, I think there's some danger there. It's going to need to do something to regulate it so that those college kids don't run out across there to where the station is. I don't think you're getting a lot of ridership until you open that Culver City station. That's what next month, because that'll get you some ridership, because there's not really much happening at those other places. By the way, you ought to make a good deal with the See's Candy Factory there on La Cienega, we could get a good thing going. You show your bus pass and you get a free box of candy or something like that. I'm definitely for that.
That's a good deal. Thank you. Anyone else like to address the committee? Mr. Leahy, do you have any comments on any topic?
I would just say about Expo that we've had people out there watching the area, especially during major events like football games, to prepare for a safe operation. Those will be challenging events, but we'll have people out there to monitor and make sure everybody is safe. If you'd like a report on status of operations and safety, we can do this, or we can defer it till next month.
We'd like to hear it.
It's up to you. I'll defer to the chair.
Since you're here and ready to go, I'd like to hear it.
Okay, our on-time service reliability for March, our bus goal is 85%, and we're hitting 77%, slight increase of 2% from the last report. For rail, the goal is 99%. We're actually at 98%, so we're pretty close to that goal. Bus reliability. Our goal, again, this is a 85% goal that we're trying to achieve, and we're currently at 76.55%. Bus and rail boardings, we did get an increase for March, and we'll probably have a little more increase due to the Expo line. Customer complaints, our goal is 2.20 per 100,000 boardings. We're above that goal, unfortunately. So we do have some action plans that we're going to implement to try and get down to the goal of 2.20. We are exceeding our goal for bus cleanliness. This is a goal that we've been achieving consistently for the last few months. So no, that's all on that one. Operations staffing, we have reached our a goal of 1.20. This is going to help us with fatigue, reducing fatigue for the operators. They don't have to work their days off. We also, in achieving this goal, we'll be able to reduce the overtime for operations. We have ongoing classes for rail so that we have a pool of operators to handle the attrition rate for rail. This is a current program for wheelchair ramp refurbishments and before and after photos. In our rail station cleanliness, we have Tiger teams that are doing refurbishment, painting, cleaning up of the stations. We also have another larger upcoming capital project, which includes some replacement of canopies and other improvements to the rail stations. And as mentioned before, Expo Line opened the end of April. The ridership over the weekend, opening weekend, was about 65,000. The first week we had about 8,000 riders, and it's currently at 11,000. So we have seen an increase in ridership for the Expo Line. Okay. That concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to comment. Frank's been in the job for about 90 days now, and I think he did a super job in getting the Expo Line open. That was a tough line to get opened. But we got all the issues resolved and had a successful opening. So I appreciate his efforts, the Metro team as well as the Expo guys.
Victor Fasana?
I just want to follow up with my congratulations on a great opening, but really a great line that really does help improve the connectivity of the system. So good work.
Mr. Chair, if I might just make one more comment. I like to tell people that MTA is revolutionizing Los Angeles, and you can do things today that were impossible in the recent past. You can take a train to Pasadena, have lunch on Colorado Boulevard, go down to the Rose Bowl and watch, let's say, SCB UCLA. And now in the future, you can take a train down to Exposition Park, see T-Rex, see a mummy, go in the Coliseum and see SC beat UCLA. It's an all-purpose transit system.
You're suggesting a uniform outcome, no matter where you go.
Okay. If there's nothing else, although we were never officially in session, everyone is excused. We have a 1:30 public hearing involving the Beverly Hills School, a Beverly Hills City request for a hearing regarding the subway. Yeah.
When we finish building the West Side Subway extension, we will take the purple line to Pauley Pavilion.